After 25 years of surveying American public opinion, pollster John Zogby of Zogby International has analyzed all his data to prepare a report on the transformation of the American dream. And America's future, he says, looks bright. John Zogby drew on thousands of in-depth interviews to analyze American consumer behavior and demographic changes that may alter American life and politics. The future society he describes in The Way We'll Be is shaped by an adult population with no memory of World War II, the Cold War, or increasingly the turbulence of the 1960s. Zogby says today's 18 to 29-year-old Americans are the backbone of a rising wave of tolerance, global consciousness, and environmental friendliness.
I call them America's first global citizen. 56% of our young people have passports and have traveled abroad and have a much more planetary view of the world. I might also add that young people are most likely to favor balance in terms of American foreign policy in the Middle East, least likely to want to go to war against Iran, and more likely to embrace the cultures of other people.
Zogby argues that such a generation will contribute greatly to improving America's image around the world and to changing the course of unilateralism in U.S. foreign policy. Across the board, Zogby found, adults under the age of 40 are consistently on the more progressive side of controversial issues. They're more likely to be tolerant of stem cell research, more in favor of net neutrality, more concerned with carbon emissions, and more open to multinational negotiations in the Middle East. In The Way We'll Be, Zogby also addresses the current state of America. He says a new consensus is emerging, and predicts that the political and cultural divisiveness of the past few decades will soon fade away.
The last election, which in many ways was defined by young people, reflected more of a desire for centrism and bipartisanship and a resolution to the nation's problems than it did having Americans broken up into two separate cultural buckets. And we're also starting to see among young Christian conservatives, young men and women who are conservative on social issues, but who don't want to focus on those issues which have divided us, gay marriage and abortion.
Zogby says he's discovered that the political influence of evangelical and born-again Christians has waned. The results of my polling tell me that the coalition of angry Christians is in sharp retreat, he reports. The pollster also sees a fundamental reorientation of the American character away from materialistic consumption and toward a new sense of global citizenship. Americans of the near future will be deeply concerned about places like Darfur, he says, even if they cannot find it on a map. And he adds that new communication technologies will help turn Americans into better citizens.
Individuals are relying more and more on not only internet-based technologies, but also palm-held technologies that will deliver news to them or allow them to pick and choose their news and information, as well as their capacities to communicate with each other.
The bad news in the numbers behind The Way We'll Be is that Americans appear to have lost faith in institutions they once trusted, like the government. But Zogby sees good news, too, in the resilience of the American people, who can adjust when bad times strike. So, he concludes, the future looks bright for America.
What I saw, essentially, was a pretty upbeat, optimistic view that Americans saying, hey, look, we have to survive. We, even if we're stuck in a worse job than we had before, we still have to make do with what we have. And so I saw them change their priorities, change their definition of the dream, and change how they spend
their
money.
John Zogby says as a pollster, he's been looking forward to the opportunity to draw a comprehensive picture of what America would look like based on a quarter century of data analysis. That was what prompted him to write The Way Will Be. He says he'd like American readers to realize that in spite of being caught up in a serious recession, the national resilience will overcome the bad times and take America and the world into a better future. For Mohammed El-Shenawy, I'm Rob Sivak.